Hey, let's check in with Mick from Montague Webworks here at Bear Country 95.3. He's here with the Montague Webworks website of the week, and he is looking pretty green, not sick, but looking a little green.
Top of the morning to you there, Kevin.
Yeah, I understand you want to talk about St. Patrick's Day.
I do. Well, having grown up in New York and not having any Irish relatives, my parents never really did a big St. Patrick's Day meal.
It was just another day?
It was, well...
Had pizza?
We didn't have pizza, but, you know, we gave a nod, but we didn't, like, they didn't go out of their way.
Okay.
And having moved up here and having a lot of, friends of Irish descent,
mm-hmm.
they seriously get into it, including my girlfriend. So... Today we're going to talk about the food of St. Patrick's Day.
I'd love to.
Yes. So one place that I found a lot of good recipes for is if you go to food.com,
mm-hmm.
and right on the homepage there, they have St. Patrick's Day recipes.
Right.
You click on that.
Yep.
I won't give the full URL because it's kind of long. But they have a lot of stuff in there, like how to make your own corned beef, Irish stews, savory pies, potato stuff. Soda breads, which are good.
Very popular this time of year.
And the drinks, Slange, you know, they have all kind of green beer and stuff like that. But I'm into my favorite is the corned beef brisket.
Oh, yes.
So they have a pretty good and a really easy recipe there for corned beef brisket. And the major thing is time. You got to get the brisket as soon ahead as possible.
Oh, this is the real true way to make
corned beef. Oh, yeah. You buy the beef. You know, not corned,
uh-huh.
and you dunk it in the brine and you let it sit there for 6 or 7 days. And
whoa!
They recommend a week. And today's Tuesday, so you know if you get it today and you start it today,
you might be able to do this properly.
You'll do it properly, yeah. And it's not expensive. You just gotta get the beef brisket.
Mm-hmm.
And the ingredients are just like kosher salt, vinegar, sugar, and garlic.
See,
pretty much.
I gotta be honest with you. I don't think I've had corned beef this way before, the traditional way,
right.
You know, just comes in the package, corned
yeah.
beef, and I stick it in the crock pot.
You don't, right, and you don't know what they've done to it, and you're like, you're just cooking it, you know.
Exactly.
Some people like baked beans, no, you make them, you start them the night before.
Right.
No, man. You
Same concept.
You just open up the can, you pour it out, and put it in the microwave, right? No. You're living in Massachusetts now, buddy. You got to make it the right way. So
over at the website, they actually do the steps one by one.
Oh, yeah.
On how to properly brine your corned beef.
Absolutely. I mean, for this, there's only 7 steps, and you combine the brine ingredients, bring to a boil, and then cool, and then you put it in a bag, and you let it sit for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple. I mean, it'll take you maybe 10 minutes the first day, and then another, 3 hours. You know, you pop it in and boil it, and then you take it out, and there it is.
There you go.
Yeah, and then you get everything else you want with it. I mean, they got the soda bread and the potatoes and savory pies. What else? They have shepherd's pie, traditional Irish shepherd's pie. I wonder what that's all about. So what do you do on St. Patty's Day?
Yeah, it's basically corned beef and cabbage and carrots.
Really?
Yeah.
And year after year.
And sometimes I'll remember to wear green. Sometimes.
Well, this will be probably my second or third official, like, dinner party where you know you do the whole
yep.
the fixings and everything. So I'm looking forward to that.
There you go. Maybe yeah. some Irish beer too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Get some
or whiskey.
Irish whiskey.
There you go.
We will have it.
Mick from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks online at montaguewebworks.com. Also a part of our 30% store at the Bear Country website.
That's right.
At bear953.com where you can buy gift certificates and also get those gift certificates at a pretty hefty discount.
That's right. I hear they're only 50%. I mean, they're half price.
Yeah. We still have our half price sale, 50% sale going on right now. Details are at the Bear Country website at bear953.com.
Aaron, go bra.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Have a good day.
See you.